This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, G-Code is much more than just holsters. They are knives, and they are belts. They're tactical nylon. They're a lot of things. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, the New York Safe Act, okay? The New York Safe Act sort of put out there some tripwires. Okay. A New York resident, duly licensed by the state to own and carry a pistol, had her state-issued permit arbitrarily suspended because of a short visit to a hospital. She was feeling anxious after starting a prescription cold medicine when she went to an emergency room for a panic attack. A Requiem Safe Act report triggered an automatic permit suspension. There's a checkbox on the state form. If you go to a hospital in New York, adjudicated mentally defective / committed to a mental institution. On the form, there was no other checkbox between that and normal. In these cases, many hospitals, and they'll be expressing their own anti-gun agenda, automatically put a check mark in that box. And that is what happened in this case. When the form with the check mark in that box was received by the New York State Police, a more or less automatic and indefinite suspension was generated. No supporting documents or testimony are required, and none were ever provided. On appeal and at great personal expense, a state court promptly reversed the suspension, stating that it enjoyed no factual basis in that she went to the hospital voluntarily. She was not committed. She was never adjudicated incompetent nor mentally defective by any court, nor so described by any doctor, nor was she ever taken into custody. So the Requiem Safe Act form falsely stated that this person was adjudicated a mental incompetent and or was committed, when facts proved otherwise. The court then scolded the state, indicating that the form itself is atrociously flawed and actually encourages this unjust inaccuracy to occur. One reason that New York State is so hopelessly in debt is that the state supports a virtually endless array of bloated bureaucracy staffed by highly paid state employees who every day desperately try to justify their existence. One way to do it is to take these dangerous people off the streets. So they do this via gratuitous harassment of innocent citizens, as I have just illustrated. And what better way than through enforcement is insufferable, incomprehensible, poorly written legislation? What better way will the politicians and bureaucrats have the opportunity to lord it over what are supposed to be sovereign citizens? Now, somehow or other, these kind of ambiguous anti-gun legislative efforts never applies to the politicians who wrote it. As with Social Security and Obamacare, they always exempt themselves. It is arbitrarily enforced against innocent citizens in a transparent effort to make legal gun ownership all but impossible. The negative effect of cases like the foregoing is to deter citizens from seeking mental health care or counseling. Even seeing a marriage counselor in New York can get your pistol permit suspended. So New York citizens must do all such consulting on the sly. Go to another state or risk being precipitously disarmed, maybe thrown in jail. It's not just the New York liberals that don't like guns. They don't like your guns. Theirs are fine. They're good to go. And here we have once again some hypocrisy and some arbitrary power. And that was what our founders were afraid of to begin with. And that is why I am joining with Arbalest Quarrel and Ammo Land, and we are pushing for national reciprocity. National reciprocity would force New York to change a few things. Because the citizens of New York, it would be an interesting dynamic if they did not make it a shall-issue state at that point. I don't know how they're going to do without the money. I mean, they get a lot of funding out of this. It's very expensive to get one of these permits. It's a very expensive process for the person getting it. But there is no reason for somebody from Florida to not be able to walk down the streets of Manhattan with a gun. Okay? If you are just carrying a gun for your own protection, there is no reason for you not to be able to carry it in New Jersey, or in Maryland, or in California, Illinois. In my case, in like Minnesota, where Genesis is, I can't carry my gun into the state of Minnesota. There's no reciprocity there. And that's really, it's really stupid. Now, national reciprocity in the case of the people of New York, and these people go through so much just to try to exercise a right that I take sort of for granted. Here, I'm on the same coast as New York City, okay? I'm on the same coast. I'm further south. Not a whole bunch of difference as far as, I don't live in a densely populated metropolitan area. I have people get in front of me all the time and cut me off in lanes with cars and get in front of me all the time with their buggy and everything and block me. And, you know, I just resist those efforts that these anti-gun bureaucrats would say, you know, it's dangerous. It'll be blood in the streets. The rivers will, the gutters will reek with blood and all this other. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. So there's no reason for me not to be able to take a trip up there to see Steve D'Andrilli or meet Vinny Pacifico and not be able to carry a gun. And those guys in New York, I mean, they have to, if they want to carry guns throughout the Northeast, they have to run around with a deck of permits, like a deck of cards, you know, pick a card. They got to have them on them all the time. They're wallets. They can't. Nobody in New York, if they're going to carry a gun, can carry a wallet. A New York City permit does not work in the rest of New York State. It doesn't work county to county. So somebody that wants to move about New York State literally has to have a multitude of all of these permits. And I mean, in some cases, you're talking $50,000, $60,000 to get all of this through and passed. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. When we get back, we're going to talk about this national reciprocity bill that's out there. And, this is coming from Congress, okay? What we're preparing is to send something to the executive branch to make sure they understand that they're doing the right thing. They're doing the right thing. So, coming up next, we're going to talk about Hudson's bill, Richard Hudson, Republican from North Carolina, his national reciprocity bill. What is it? What does it do? That kind of thing. And I'm going to tell you how to get involved with it if you want to be. You are listening to Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. They are the official holster of the Faster program. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, we have this. A Republican lawmaker and member of the Trump Second Amendment Coalition has a concealed carry reciprocity measure waiting for introduction to the new Congress. His name is U.S. Representative Richard Hudson. He's a Republican from North Carolina, and he is one of 121 co-sponsors of a languishing House bill to allow the holder of a valid permit to carry a concealed handgun in any state. And yesterday he announced he planned to renew the effort as soon as the new body meets next year. He said, "Our Second Amendment right doesn't disappear when we cross state lines, and I plan to reintroduce legislation in the first days of the 115th Congress to guarantee that." Last month, Hudson was one of just six congressmen listed among the 62 co-chairs of the pro-gun Second Amendment Coalition of Advisors to Trump. Hudson's plan would allow the holder of a valid photo ID and concealed handgun permit to carry in any state so long as they are not prohibited from possessing a firearm under federal law. Persons carrying as a non-resident in a state would otherwise be bound by whatever laws of the state they are visiting. This would end the confusing patchwork of reciprocity agreements that are currently in place across the country, with the numbers of concealed permits ballooning in recent years and all states having a framework to allow for such licensing. The prospect of treating concealed carry permits like driver's licenses has been something of a holy grail for us on the gun rights advocacy. Legislation has been steadily introduced by GOP lawmakers on Capitol Hill in the past three Congresses, but has failed to gain traction. But now there's a new administration coming to the White House, which has voiced support of the concept. And now nationwide reciprocity seems obtainable. With only 52 Republicans in the new Senate, although now that Trump has picked one Democrat to join him, that might go Republican. And we got another Republican the other day, which makes it about 53. So it might actually work out to be 54. We'll see. But right now, Senator Richard Blumenthal, who forgot the filibuster got gutted, is saying that he told the Wall Street Journal last month that any version of a national reciprocity bill would be dead on arrival in the chamber. Gun control advocates argue that any federal mandate to recognize carry permits would be a race to the bottom, that could violate states' rights by authorizing a visitor to carry a gun, even if the permit holder didn't meet the criteria to possess a firearm under the laws of the state they are visiting. Now, what that is doing is they're saying, like in New York, right, you have to have, you have to go in and apply for your permit with a guy stabbing you in the back while you're doing it. They have to have just cause, and that's the problem. That same thing in California. Lots of places have this just cause thing in place. And it kills me that the Democrats in the Senate forgot what their boss did, forgot what their leader did, who's now out. He's now gone out to the world of the great big Nordic track, trying not to get beat up by that again. So, getting out there and stating, well, you know, New York is the way things are supposed to be, or Connecticut is the way things are supposed to be, or New Jersey is the way things. Well, doesn't that, really truly, in a federation of states, right? Am I not a citizen of South Carolina first? And then South Carolina is a part of the United States. So if I then go into New York and they don't allow me to have my rights, are they not imposing and taking and infringing on my rights? We are trying to put together I don't know if you want to call it a petition. We're trying to put together a body of names that are interested in national reciprocity. And if you are listening, if you're getting this on podcast or whatever, and you want your name included in that, nobody wants money from you. We're not going to sell these lists. If I find out that they're selling the lists, well, don't worry, I'll take care of that. On my word, all you're going to be is just part of a group that is saying, yes, we want national reciprocity. Email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will be passing that on to Arbeless Quarrel. They've got a straight line of communication to Mike Pence, our incoming vice president. We've got this guy working in Congress. We've got guys working in the Senate. And then we're going to have the executive branch. And everybody's going to be agreeing on everything in their various offices. And we just want to make sure that they all agree at the same time. And that's it. That's all we have to have is an agreement at the same time. I'm not worried about Blumenthal. I'm not worried about the Senate Democrats because they gutted themselves. They are neutered. They exist in a real democracy now in the Senate. I hope they're happy with it because Harry Reid was happy with it. That's called the nuclear option. Now, if McConnell decides to go the thermonuclear route, but I mean, watch and see. With my senior senator in my state, Lindsey Graham, he believes that the winning president should get whoever he wants appointed to whatever. Don't watch for the Democrats to do that when it comes to time to appoint Supreme Court justices. They're going to obfuscate every chance they get. So, if you want to get involved in the national reciprocity movement, we have one way to do it with me and Arbeless Quarrel and Amoland. Email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. You can find the contact tab if you want to at lockandloadradio.com. Just let me know, and I will pass it on to some people that will do something with it that will be positive, and that's it. That's all they're going to do. We want nothing from you beyond that. Just you saying yes, that will be enough. When we get back, we're going to talk about Dylan Roof. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that is a class of its system. Plus, it's almost like they're a one-stop shop. I mean, you need to go there to see all the stuff they've got. So, check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Dylan Roof, the Charleston shooter, the one that, where the Charleston loophole comes from, back in April of 2015, he was at Shooter's Choice, which is in West Columbia, South Carolina. I know it well. He's looking at the Glocks. He spoke to a clerk and filled out the required federal paperwork for a purchase. 3 days later, he returned to purchase the 45 caliber handgun, but after walking out, he returned only minutes later with cash in hand. This according to the general manager of the shop, Ronald Thrailkill, this past Monday. The Glock he purchased was the Glock 21. The 45 caliber Glock, 13-round magazine. The gun came with three magazines, and he decided to buy two more, so he was walking around packed with 65 rounds of 45 caliber. He had turned 21 a little more than a week earlier when his father gave him a card picturing an otter. In it, a handwritten note promising his son cash for a gun, partly congratulations for a job he'd just gotten. IOU good for up to $400 toward pistol and CWP. concealed weapons permit. I love you, Franklin Bennett Roof. He wrote that. 2 months, or approximately 65 or 67 days, I can't remember which one it was, after that trip, 9 black parishioners of the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church were shot to death during a Wednesday night Bible study using the handgun that Roof purchased. Investigators have testified he shot more than 70 rounds in the church's fellowship hall, many of them at people trying to hide under folding tables draped with white cloths. Jurors on Monday began hearing a fourth day of testimony against Roof, an admitted white supremacist facing 33 federal charges, some relating to hate crimes and obstruction of religion in the deadly attack. One thing about Roof was out there casing a lot of places. He was casing the Columbiana, not the Columbiana Mall, what was it called? It's on Harbison. He was out there casing that, and they ran him off. I've seen the pictures of him with the Confederate flag. The Roof shooting was also the impetus towards the removal of the Confederate flag, which, for me, the Confederate flag part of it was never... one doesn't lead to the other. If somebody can get out there and say, well, a symbol calls it, well, then something's wrong with you if you believe that. Now, the government's case might conclude tomorrow, and prosecutors have said they might just be done with it. Roof's defense team is expected to offer few, if any, witnesses, meaning the jury will likely begin deliberating on this week. 3 days after completing the federal firearm application, personnel at Shooter's Choice had not heard if the sale of Roof was approved or denied by the NICS system, an arm of the FBI that determines if a purchaser can be denied for past felonies, drug use, mental health issues, or related concerns. Without a formal denial from federal officials, firearm dealers can legally complete sales to customers after the 3-day waiting period expires. Roof received the weapon, according to Mr. Thrailkill, and soon after purchased 3 more magazines, each capable of holding 13 rounds. I was it 3 or 2? You said 2, they said 3, it doesn't matter. Roof, however, had a felony drug charge on his record from March of 2015, 1 month before, and should never have been allowed to purchase the weapon, according to FBI Director James Comey. He called that error and a mistake in a matter of heartbreaking importance to all of us, one that he said was a result of confusion over geography. Roof's March arrest on felony drug charges was mistakenly attributed to the Lexington County, South Carolina Sheriff's Department, not Columbia Police. The Lexington County Sheriff's Department operates a jail where Roof had been detained. Had the examiner viewed the Columbia Police report on Roof's drug arrest, she would have found that Roof admitted to drug possession, which would have triggered an immediate denial by the NICS review process. Because of the confusion over the agencies involved, Roof was allowed to purchase the Glock without incident. However, in a first for Mr. Thrailkill, the Shooter's Choice manager testified he received a phone call from an NICS investigator on June 29, 2015. That call came more than 2 months after Roof's gun purchase. He was told to deny the purchase. The notification came 12 days after the Mother Emmanuel shootings. Mr. Thrailkill was not told a reason for that denial. This is why when people say background checks, background checks stop nothing. This is a guy that actually tried to buy a gun via a background check, and he managed to. And they denied the sale 12 days after he shot up this church. I think, you know, I talked to a pastor. I talked to my pastor after this happened. And he was horrified at the idea of people carrying guns in a church. And I know this man, and I know this man to be a strong man of God. And being a strong man of God apparently does not come with enough pragmatism to understand the world today. It is a sad testimony in the world today that you need to have people in a church with guns. But if it keeps those parishioners safe, then I say go. I say go for it. In South Carolina, churches are not declared gun-free zones. You have to have permission of the pastor of the church to carry. Most people do not seek that. I would be remiss in saying that most people don't go to the pastor, because the pastor would be like my pastor and say, it's a horrible, horrible time when you have to carry a gun in the church. Well, it's a horrible time to carry a gun, period. I thought that by now, on Star Trek, they used to touch like their little insignia, and that was their communicator, and they had flip phones and everything else. And we've got all that stuff, and we haven't advanced at all in America, the world. We haven't advanced at all. We're not any more enlightened because of this. We're just enlightened, and we have the internet. We're just enlightened, and I can order my coffee on my phone, or a ride, or goods, or, you know, I can do a lot of things on my phone now, but that's about it. That's the extent of our evolution. We've managed to pick up technology and make it work for us a little bit more. The nature of man has not evolved. So, Dylann Roof, I hope he is convicted. I hope he is put in jail for a very long time. I hope we never see him again. But there will be another one. And there will be another one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and, I mean, quality and indestructibility that is legendary. Every G-Code holster I have ever owned has never failed. That simple. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. The public relations firm that is working behind the scenes with the faithless electors just happens to have ties to prominent Democrats like President Obama and Hillary Clinton. We're talking about Megaphone Strategies, whose stated mission is to use PR as a tool to diversify progressive movements. Typically, they work with progressive causes like Black Lives Matter. The firm is representing the handful of faithless electors trying to keep President-elect Donald Trump from winning the Electoral College vote. This firm was co-founded by Van Jones, the former Green Job czar, the one that said that this election was a white lash. He used to work in the Obama White House. He later resigned after it was revealed he signed a statement questioning whether the Bush administration had a role in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Now he has a show on CNN. Molly Haig is Megaphone's co-founder and president. She worked for Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign. She blames the Republican Party's racist, misogynist, xenophobic fear-mongering for Trump's rise to power. Her communications manager, Diane May, worked for Bernie Sanders in his 2016 presidential campaign. Their website advertises the fact that May worked on both Obama presidential campaigns in 2008 and 2012. Megaphone associate Carlos Vera previously worked at the White House, European Parliament, House of Representatives, and Latino Victory Project, according to their website. Only two of Megaphone's listed employees have not worked for Democratic politicians, although they have both worked for liberal causes. Dean Truong, one of the firm's four listed board members, headlined a Hillary Clinton fundraiser hosted last September by pro-Clinton environmentalist organization Clean Tech Party. Trung also serves as the director of another Van Jones endeavor, Green for All, an environmentalist ORG that received a $200,000 cash infusion from Soros through his Open Society Foundations as recently as 2010. He recently met with other liberal mega donors to plot their opposition to Trump, as reported by Politico's Ken Vogel. The two board members that don't have direct Obama or Clinton ties, Jody Jacobson and Catalina Velasquez, are still solid liberals. Jacobson, who's also the editor-in-chief of leftist publication Rewire, wrote in an article last October that to Trump, women are sex objects. To the GOP, they are valued only insofar as they can reproduce children or serve their husbands. This is a world in which Trump is very comfortable. Their vision is indeed the same. Velasquez served on the LGBT policy team for the Sanders campaign and previously worked for liberal organizations like People for the American Way. Texas Republican elector Chris Supran, who has said he will not cast his vote for Trump, claimed in an interview with the Daily Caller last week that he decided to switch his vote after watching Vice President-elect Mike Pence defend one of Trump's tweets on TV. In his interview with the Daily Caller, Supran went out of his way to deny any ties to George Soros. Nobody got to me. Well, one thing that they have to understand now is that in Colorado, they just had a federal court get out there and say that the electors have to vote the way the state went. If you don't like it, I guess you do it this time and then you quit. Out of protest, of course. Now, in the case of Colorado, right? Well, see, this is here's what these idiots are trying to do. In Colorado, for example, where this court decision has come down, that state went for Hillary. Okay, no big surprise there. But the people in Colorado are trying to not, it's not so much about giving it to Hillary. They want to give it to a Republican, but what they want to do is they want to be the ones picking. And these are the guys, the Hamilton group, if you will. They are the ones that want Kasich to be the president. And Kasich wisely is trying not to have any part of it, although I think in his heart of hearts he's secretly quite delighted that this is all happening. Interesting. It's interesting. But I find it funny that this, since 2000, it's become a game of trying to second guess the elections. When they were counting the hanging chads and they were trying to interpret by looking at a punch card, the intention of the voter via the punch card. The only way to find out the intention of that voter would be actually to have that voter there and question that voter. Looking at the punch card, if it was punched incorrectly, tough. If they found pencil marks over other chads, but then another one was punched, and they wanted to interpret that as really, that should have been a vote for so-and-so instead of a vote for so-and-so, that's fraud. And since 2000, fraud has been sanctioned. We've been going with that. Right now in Detroit, where they were wanting to do a recount in Michigan, Jill Stein was. Somebody, you know, got to her, helped her out, helped her make some money, calling for this recount. And they found out in a lot of the Detroit precincts that there were more votes than there were voters. So that net result was probably a bunch of disqualified votes. If it had gone forward, that one got halted by the courts, as did Pennsylvania. Jill Stein never had standing to demand a recount. Jill Stein does not speak for the country or the electorate. Jill Stein has the same standing you have to demand a recount in those. And in order for there's two ways for a recount to be demanded. If it had been really, really close, which Trump only won those states by a combined total of 77,000 votes, which is plenty. That's enough. I mean, that's a win. But at, I believe, at 0.05% difference, that's what triggers a recount. And then that's when all of these court battles begin. That's when all of that stuff begins. Gaining votes in one of these recounts is very difficult to do. It's almost a mathematical impossibility. But no matter. The electors are... all of this is being pushed by Van Jones' company, is what it boils down to. Van Jones is a... He's a crybaby. He's a crybaby. He's a crybaby that shouldn't be one, because, I mean, this is a guy that has a monstrous education, very highly intelligent individual, comes from a very good family. And he's too busy fixated on certain things, and he's too busy lying to you, because he doesn't really live this way. Van Jones is very well financially connected. Don't kid yourselves about that. Do not kid yourselves about that. So, that's who's doing it. Megaphone, that's the one pushing it. That's the one advising this group of electors who want to take from the electorate. Who, Kasich was not one of the ones that could be written in or anything, as far as I know. And they've decided that they want Kasich to be the president. So you got, what, about 15 people trying to determine who the president is going to be? And now they've been told by the courts that they have to abide by the rules that they signed on for. Okay. I guess you guys better do what you better do. One way or the other, January 20th is coming, and it will be Trump. It will be Trump. In the coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about how everybody but the CIA says the Russians did not change the election. Everybody but the CIA. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.